This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Roger Stone. He's going to give us his exclusive update on his on what's going to happen on Wednesday. Now, he tweeted out and referenced WikiLeaks that on Wednesday, the Hillary Clinton campaign will be done, will be finished. So we're going to talk to him about what he sees happening on Wednesday with Julian Assange and about the other things that have broken over the last 48 hours. There's been a lot of news coming out. As I was talking about in the last segment, again, pulling out this information about Donald Trump's tax returns, saying that he had nearly $1 billion in a loss, and we don't know whether that was a failed business or whether that was a defrauding. Somebody defrauded him and he got a lawsuit, as I pointed out. I know someone who had a situation trying to build a home. They had the builder go bankrupt, abscond with a lot of their money, as did many other potential homeowners. They were never able to get that money back from them, even though it was owed to them. But when you have a loss like that, whether it is a business loss or whether it is something like that, we were defrauded, you have to take that each year, and you can take up to 20 years to take that off. But you can, the only way that you can recover that if somebody doesn't pay you is to take that gradually. So we don't know what the case is with Donald Trump's situation. But what they're trying to do is get you angry about the fact that he took a tax deduction. Do you take your mortgage deduction? Would you like to have more deductions? Do you use all the mortgage deductions that you have? If not, why not? And if you don't, you're foolish. You're foolish not to do that. If it's a legal deduction, you should be able to. They're not accusing him of cheating. They're not accusing him of tax evasion. Okay, it's a difference between a legal profit that you make in a business and money laundering. Do you understand the difference there? You can have a straight-up business where you are operating publicly and making a profit, doing all the paperwork for the government, paying them their taxes, so forth and so on. That's a profit, okay? You're trying to avoid paying taxes. But if you've got a criminal operation, like you're selling drugs or something, okay, and again, I'm not saying that drugs, selling drugs should be criminal. I'm not in favor of prohibition, but whatever it is that you're doing, okay? Let's say there's something violent. But it's illegal. And so what you do is you try to wash that money and make it look like it's legal. So you open up a restaurant or something and you channel your illegal money through there, or you channel it through HSBC, where FBI Director Comey used to sit on the board of directors. You channel it through those people, just like El Chapo did when he had his own checkout window at HSBC. You clean up your money and then you get it in. That's the difference that we're talking about here, folks. We're talking about the difference between having a profit and doing something criminal like money laundering. It is not wrong to try to avoid taxes. And yet the New York Times tries to imply that there's something wrong. In 2014, paid no taxes at all. Let me read you this quote from Forbes magazine that Breitbart puts out. They say, for the tax year 2014, the New York Times paid no taxes, yet got an income tax refund of $3 million, even though they had a pre-tax profit of $29.9 million. You understand that? They got a profit before taxes of $30 million. They get a refund of $3. And as Forbes says, think about that. Their post-tax profit was higher than their pre-tax profit, New York Times. They say the explanation for this is in their 2014 annual report. The effective tax rate for 2014, they said, was favorably affected by approximately $21.1 million for the reversal of revenues for uncertain tax positions due to the lapse of applicable statutes of limitations. Got that? Do you understand that? You understand that complexity? I don't understand. Let me read that to you a second time and say, if you don't know what that is, read it a second time. Well, I will read it a second time. The reversal of revenues for uncertain tax positions due to a lapse of applicable statutes of limitations. I have no idea what that means. But that's the games that they play. That's the games the New York Times plays to make sure that they don't not only don't pay any taxes, but they have a profit of $30 million and they get back another $3 million. See, that's the hypocrisy. And at the same time, they put this out there because they don't want you to focus on the fact that Donald Trump is proposing the largest tax simplification and tax reduction ever proposed. Bigger than JFK, bigger than Ronald Reagan. And yet Hillary Clinton wants to raise taxes to the highest rate that we have seen across the board. She wants to raise taxes on everyone. And at the top end, go up to 65%. That's what I call trickle-down poverty, folks. those higher rates are going to trickle down to you as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's Sunday, October 2nd, 2016. We are now only 36 short days before the historic election. Americanism, not globalism, will be our maxim. That's what Donald Trump said back in Cleveland in July, and it has the New World Order panicking today. You're listening to the undisputed number one voice globally against the New World Order. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Fire!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host here live, and we're going to be joined now by Roger Stone. He had a tweet that went out today saying, by Wednesday, the Clinton campaign will be done. Hashtag WikiLeaks. So we want to break that down with Roger Stone. Joining us now is Roger Stone. Welcome, Roger.
Great to be here.
Okay, tell us what is coming. Well, first, before we do that, let's talk about what happened yesterday with the guerrilla marketing that we saw there on Fox News. That was an amazing piece right there, and I think that tells us a lot about the power of the mass public in terms of the awakening of people and also getting this information out to people in unusual ways. I think that was very effective. What's your take on that?
What it shows, David, is that one person can make a difference.
Yeah.
The mainstream media wants to obliterate the narrative about Bill Clinton and his sexual predator nature, the fact that he has sexually assaulted or bitten or raped or exposed himself to at least 13 women that we know of, and that his wife, Hillary Clinton, has been an accessory after the fact in every one of those assaults, because she is the one who intimidates, threatens, discredits, and bullies his victims. In the case of Juanita Broderick, a very brave lady, she intimidated Juanita to her face. Now, the mainstream media hates this narrative, and therefore they want to transpose it into affairs. You know, Bill's marriage. This has nothing to do with affairs or his marriage. It is not about marital infidelity. It is not about adultery. It is not about girlfriends or mistresses or one-night stands or what my friends in Philadelphia call the guma. It's about sexual assault. It's about violence against women. And, for example, Michael Smirkanish of CNN has a lively Saturday show. I've been on the show a number of times. Michael's a very smart guy, a longtime associate and friend of mine. In fact, he was once the right-hand man to Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo. I got him a position as a high-level appointee in the Reagan administration, where he was the regional administrator for Housing and Urban Development, a job from which he was ultimately fired because he could not follow directions. It's not that Michael has a lot of enemies. It's just that all of his friends hate him. In any event, yesterday on CNN, when a surrogate for Donald Trump began to discuss Bill's epic sexual abuse of women, Michael kept referring to it as infidelities and, you know, about his marriage. This is intellectually dishonest. Now, Michael Smirkanish is a lawyer. In fact, he's a very fine lawyer. And he knows the difference between infidelity and rape. If he doesn't, he should refresh himself on the rape statutes in Pennsylvania state law. So this is a phony narrative put forward by the mainstream media. This is why it's important that people who support the cause, who are enlisted in the info war, get on the media and take up Alex Jones's challenge to get on television wearing your rape t-shirt, your iconic Bill Clinton rape t-shirt, written about in Time magazine, available at the Infowars.com store, available at the StoneColdTruth.com store. And by the way, Alex and I have agreed to donate a portion of the proceeds to a rape crisis center. But it's important that people take Alex up on this challenge. The mainstream media is not going to report this honestly.
Well, absolutely. You know, you go back and you look at what happened in the 1990s and the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And the impeachment technically was for committing perjury. And I've tried to explain that many times to my liberal friends. They say, oh, they just went after him because he had an affair. Everybody has affairs, so forth and so on. They always make it about consensual sex, not about the sexual assault, not about the rape. They've always covered that up. That's one of the reasons why they focus so heavily on Monica Lewinsky. Because that was a consensual issue, but they would completely avoid Juanita Broderick or Kathleen Willey or all these other women that you mentioned, 13 or so women that he has, that have come out and said that they were raped by him without consent. And that's a huge difference there, but that's why we have the rape t-shirt. That is the point that needs to be driven home. It is not about consensual sex. It is not about some guy who's a philanderer. You know what? My friends will also look at this and say, oh, you know, yeah, he's a real stud. It's very, you know, he may be a philanderer, but, you know, all these women really love him, and it makes him even cooler in their eyes. And yet it's about rape. That's why we put that there. It is about rape. It is about the abuse of women and the fact that Hillary Clinton joined in with him in cold blood. You could say that what she did, I think, is even worse than what Bill Clinton did. I mean, you could what she did was completely cold-blooded. You can't even say that it was a crime of passion at any sense. And I'm not saying that rape is excusable because some guy is passionate about it. But I'm saying that what she did was simply from a cold political perspective, damaging these women, as many of them have said, in a way that was lasting beyond the physical abuse even that Bill Clinton did. The fact that Juanita Broderick says she can't get over the fact that she was raped. And she was only she was actually a year younger than Chelsea Clinton is today. So I put that in perspective as Donald Trump kind of pulled back and said, I don't want to talk about this with Chelsea. Chelsea's a year older than Juanita Broderick was when she was raped. That never goes away for her, but it also never goes away for her the fact that she was threatened to her face by Hillary Clinton.
Well, and she was bitten twice. This is Bill's M.O. At least three women, confirmed by NBC's Mike Isikoff and confirmed by the Washington Post, that he bites through the upper lip of his victims. It's a very common disabling move for rapists. Now, I understand that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about this. Sam Stein at the Huffington Post has a piece up now in which he talks about the last person who brought up Bill's affairs. Now, Stein's a nice enough fellow, but this is intellectually dishonest. The issue here has nothing to do with consensual sex, whether it is Juanita Broderick or Kathleen Willey or Paula Jones or Christy Zurcher or Sandra Allen James or Liz Ward Grayson, although she changed her story after she was given a bit part by a Clinton crony in Hollywood. These women were all sexually assaulted. What could be more politically incorrect than sexual assault and violence against women? That is the issue here. But
and yet he gets a free pass. They get a free pass for this because Hillary is a woman. Isn't that ironic?
Although I must say, it was a misstep for Donald Trump to post last week that he was considering inviting Jennifer Flowers to sit in the front row. Wrong metaphor.
Yes.
Jennifer Flowers has a 12-year consensual relationship with Bill Clinton. Now, it is true that three Arkansas state troopers burst into the apartment of her next-door neighbor, Gary Johnson, an attorney, and beat him so badly they leave him for dead because he unfortunately has witnessed Bill coming and going with his own key to Jennifer Flowers' apartment. So we still have cold-blooded violence on the part of the Clintons. No, I urge those who understand this issue and who are engaged in this great struggle to take Alex Jones up on his challenge. If you can appear on television for a few seconds and clearly display the rape T-shirt, he will pay you $1,000. If you can do so with a bullhorn and say Bill Clinton is a rapist, he will pay you $5,000. And I spoke to him earlier today. This does not have to be network television. If you get on television in Philadelphia or Cleveland or Detroit and we see it, then you can qualify.
But all right, we got to go to break, Roger. When we come back, we're going to talk to Roger Stone about what's coming up on Wednesday. He tweeted out earlier today, on Wednesday, Hillary Clinton's campaign will be done. What does he mean by that? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want to be clear. History is happening right now. The globalists are in total panic. They admit they're in panic. Their whole corporate world government, this anti-free market, this crony capitalist, is in retreat. And I'm out here with my family today, taking off the day, listening to Roger, listening to David, and I'm doing a fabulous job. And I'm glad they're covering the fact that Bill Clinton is a known rapist who's settled cases for sexual abuse. It's well known. Roger is on the tip of the spear with his best-selling book exposing this. It's documented. It's well known. But I am on the edge of my seat, as the listeners are. That's why I just called in and said, hey, let me take over. I know they said it was coming up to get into WikiLeaks because I had no idea whenever I was going to do a broadcast today with David Knight to take the day off that I was listening that he was going to break this on our show today. So I'm so honored. And again, it may get pushed off. Something may happen. There's been threats. Assange won't be up at the big window now doing it, you know, from the facility that he's staying at in London. The facility, you know, that's basically based on a foreign government. But at the same time, this is such a big deal. Because the fact is, he's saying something's probably going to come out on Wednesday. So Roger is saying this is the, quote, end of Hillary on Wednesday. I agree. And if the information is powerful, like all the other Assange information is powerful, the mainstream media is going to try to ignore it. So whatever information he's about to release from the Ecuadorian embassy, all of us, that means you, the listeners, you are the power of the show, need to magnify it, need to push it, need to get it out there. But separately from that, then I'm going to hang up and let Roger and David take it over and spend a lot of time, a couple segments on this. We have already seen information come out that should bring the globalists down. We've got to continue to put it out. And the good news is, no matter what they say against Donald Trump, it only seems to blow up in their face. But history is happening. Just like 24 hours after I called for folks to storm national TV shows when we're out in public, it began to happen. If the people take action, this facade will fall. We're on the edge of history. I'm going to turn this over to both David Knight and Roger Stone right now. But the videos on InfoWars.com with this big national movement we've launched to expose Bill Clinton's sex crimes. It's important for all of you listening to realize, just like the young man, we don't know his name yet, he needs to contact us. Just like the young man that took action in New York is changing history, you are changing history. You literally are the power. That's not me complimenting you when I say that. You are the power. You are the strength. You are the info war. So, gentlemen, I'm going to hang up, go ahead and take over, and tell us about this huge WikiLeaks info. I'm so honored you're doing this here on the show, Roger.
Alex, great to be here. Let's wrap up our discussion of the important Clinton T-shirt project, because I must say this. Do not break the law. Do not break and enter a TV studio. We want you to do this in a legal way. When the TV cameras are outside, when there's an open shot, and you see it all the time at Trump rallies, particularly at Clinton rallies, at Bill Clinton's rallies, then that is the time to strike. Very, very soon we're going to be unveiling our next important product, the Bill Clinton Rape Whistle, which you will be able to buy at InfoWars.com or at StoneColdTruth.com. So if you hear that Bill Clinton's coming to town, get your Bill Clinton Rape Whistle to greet him. Hundreds of people blowing their rape whistles cannot be ignored by the mainstream media.
Absolutely. And, you know, Roger, when we look at this, I think it's important people understand, just like the Hillary for Prison T-shirt, People have to understand that it's not mistakes. It's multiple felonies. That's why we have the Hillary for Clinton t-shirt. And, you know, that's only, by the way, that's only going to go for another 30 days. It's going to become a collector's item. You can find that at InfoWars.com. That supports our operation, just like the rape t-shirt supports our operation and supports this marketing campaign to get the truth out. Because just like it's not a mistake, it's multiple felonies, it is not consensual sex, it is multiple rapes. That's why we have the t-shirt. That's why we have the campaign to drill that into people. Because the mainstream media is trying to spin this constantly. They've been doing it for the last 25 years, telling people, oh, this is just an affair. He's actually pretty cool and nothing to see. Move on. Okay, that's what they're saying. But I want to get to the what you tweeted out today about Wednesday. What's going to happen on Wednesday that's going to end the Hillary Clinton campaign?
Well, I think it's important, David, to set the table. As you know, earlier this week, Congressman Jerry Nadler, a left-wing corpulent Democrat from Manhattan, called on the FBI director to open an investigation into Roger Stone and his connections to WikiLeaks.
Yeah, McCarthyism.
It's the new McCarthyism. Yeah. Joe McCarthy, mm-hmm. Roy Cohn, Jerry Nadler. It's a matched set of witch hunt. I have been completely forthright here and in other interviews that Assange is, in my view, a hero. He does not work for the Russians. Let me repeat that. He does not work for the Russians. There's no evidence to the contrary. He is fighting the deep state. He has leaked documents equally embarrassing to the Bush regime. And liberals loved him then. But now you see an online effort funded by Soros, run by the money laundering criminal David Brock, to discredit Assange. I actually saw a tweet saying, oh, Assange's, whatever he releases will be fake. No, whatever he releases will be real. Now, an intermediary met with him in London recently, who is a friend of mine and a friend of his, a believer in freedom. And I am assured that the mother lode is coming Wednesday. It wouldn't be an October surprise if I told you what it was, but I have reason to believe that it is devastating, because people with political judgment who are aware of the subject matter tell me this. So right now you see a terrible scrambling by the Clintonites to attempt to discredit Assange to try to soften the blow. I have said from the beginning that I believe that Mr. Assange has all of the emails that the Clinton hench women, Huma Abedin, who, by the way, was partying with Barbara Bush this weekend in Paris.
Yeah, that
must have been quite a party. Proving that the Bushes and Clintons are together in a crime syndicate.
That's right.
Cheryl Mills, they thought they destroyed all these emails. They thought they were deleted. Bad news. WikiLeaks has them all. It's handcuff time, because herein lies the proof of the criminality of the Clintons. Now, we've seen disinformation in the last 24 hours saying that Assange has postponed this, he's moved. I do know this. He does fear for his life, and he should. Right now, the globalists and the Clintonites are trying to figure out how to kill him. We know that a man broke into the Ecuadorian embassy and got as far as the second floor before he was detained, but it took the London police almost 2 hours to respond to the call for help.
Even though they have a cordon around the Ecuadorian embassy, they've spent millions of dollars to try to keep Julian Assange in prison there. It took them 2 hours to respond to this as they were notified they had a break-in. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Roger Stone and what's coming up on Wednesday. We'll be right back.
InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Roger Stone. Today he mentioned that Wednesday was going to be the date for WikiLeaks to release the documents they had on Hillary Clinton. Remember, Julian Assange has been saying for a long time there was going to be an October surprise. It was going to be very damaging to Hillary Clinton. It was going to be the end of Hillary Clinton. So much information was going to come out that to expose her. And I get very concerned, Roger, when I see this. We talk all the time about the clear and present danger to Donald Trump's life when he rises in the polls. And, of course, we've seen other instances where we had Andrew Breitbart saying had some major revelations that were going to come out. And the day before that happened, he died. I've been concerned for a very long time about Julian Assange. Safety, as we went to the break, you were talking about how there was an intruder at the Ecuadorian embassy where he's been essentially cordoned by London police, they've spent millions of dollars over the years to keep him imprisoned in that embassy. I know they wouldn't take 2 hours to respond if Julian Assange began to leave that embassy, but they took more than 2 hours, even though they're posted right outside the embassy, as you can just see in that picture there. Even though they're posted right outside there permanently, they took over 2 hours to respond to the fact that there was an intruder there. So I'm very concerned about it, especially the early report said that Julian Assange was going to make the announcement from the balcony at the Ecuadorian embassy. I mean, that sounds like a Martin Luther King moment to me.
Yeah, I think that that they should rethink that because he is more valuable to the movement alive.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to overstate this because I know that my critics are watching. I don't control Assange, and nobody does. He is his own man, and he is committed to fighting the deep state. And he may change his mind about what to put out and when to put it out, but my very best intelligence from a mutual friend who has spoken to him in London is that the mother load is about to come, and it will be extraordinarily damning to the Clintons. That's why you see this extraordinary panic and why you see the media now wanting to talk about Donald Trump's taxes. Now, there's a huge difference between tax avoidance and tax fraud.
Yeah.
Donald Trump took advantage of tax laws passed by Republicans and Democrats together and paid his fair share under the law. If he didn't take the deductions, then he's too dumb to be president, and I don't want him to be president.
That's right.
I want president.
Or he would be like Hillary Clinton, who has the legal firm where Comey and Loretta Lynch were sitting on the were partners of the law firm. They used to do the taxes for the Clintons. So they put out a nice, neat package of taxes and then launder massive amounts of money through their foundations and their network of institutions that they've got going there. That's the way they play it. And we can't see that information from the Clinton Foundation. Absolutely. When you've got that, it's no different than taking a mortgage deduction. I mean, you want to try to minimize your taxes. That's what everybody does if they got half a brain. You want to try to minimize your taxes. They're not saying that he did anything illegal, but they're trying to say that it's a bad deal if he doesn't pay taxes. You've got people like Warren Buffett saying, oh, it's a crime that my tax rate is lower than my secretary's rate or whatever. Well, he could always pay more taxes, but that's virtue signaling from him, from Hillary Clinton, from the New York Times, even though New York Times did the exact same thing. They didn't pay any taxes, and I don't know if what they did to get. I read the statement that they put out about how they, and it was very legalistic. I don't know what they did to get $3 million back when they had a profit of $30 million, but that's the way the New York Times plays it. But then they criticized Donald Trump for doing the same thing.
Yeah, you got to wonder whether they pass some of those tax savings on to the Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim, who owns a majority interest in the New York Times and who is, of course, the single largest donor to the Clinton Foundation Ponzi scam. So it is a look. I don't want a president who pays more than he is required to. This is the guy I want in charge of the federal treasury. Somebody who counts every dollar. Somebody who is not beholden to special interests and therefore could actually cut waste. If you're paying the government more than you're legally required to, as I say, you're too dumb to be president of the United States.
Well, it's an effort to try to get people to pay attention to Donald Trump's taxes and not to their own taxes. Donald Trump has put out the largest tax decrease that any president has ever proposed, larger than Reagan's tax decreases. And yet Hillary Clinton wants to raise taxes on everyone. From the poorest to the richest, she brags about how she's going to put a death tax of 45% to 65% on people as an estate tax, a death tax. That's going to devastate small businesses. It's going to devastate small farms. They don't have the corporate lawyers to fight these kind of reevaluations, and she's going to go up on taxes for everybody. She's bragging about that. Highest tax rates we've had since Ronald Reagan came in, she wants to reinstitute. They don't want people to see that. They want people to buy into this politics of envy and get upset about the fact that Donald Trump took legal tax deductions.
Yeah, this is what my friend Lionel calls the rodeo clown media. So in other words, don't look at the massive theft and corruption of the Clinton Foundation. Look over here at Donald Trump taking perfectly legal tax deductions over losses that he had.
Yeah.
It is really pathetic. By the way, I think it will have very little effect. Now the great question about Trump's taxes has been answered. So it's time for Hillary to release all the emails.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump's taxes are now out there. We know what the riddle is. It's time for Hillary to have the same kind of exposure, the same kind of disclosure. And if she doesn't do it, I'm convinced that Mr. Assange will do so.
You know, another place, Roger, where there's been a misdirection is on Cuba. You know, trying to get Florida, Hillary came out this last week and made some allegations that Donald Trump had tried to avoid sanctions in Cuba, ignoring the fact that it's been Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration that took down the sanctions that have been there since the 1960s against Cuba. That's the most amazing thing to me. And yet they have to do that because there's a massive Republican vote that is Cuban in Florida. So it is a purely political move, ignoring the hypocrisy of the felony violations that Obama just committed with the violation of Iran sanctions, sending plane loads of foreign currency on secret plane flights from Switzerland to Iran, in clear violation of his own declaration of Iran as being a terrorist state. Things that felonies. Yeah.
Cubans that I know, Cuban Americans, my wife is a Cuban American. Her father was a diplomat under Batista who fled for his life because he was on a hit list. And the Central Intelligence Agency informed him shortly after he was to return for indoctrination in Cuba that he should not go back to his homeland. He lost everything in the Cuban Revolution. But Cubans that I know, and I know many, know that the under the embargo lifting, that those who do business in Cuba cannot partner with local Cuban business people. They have to partner with the government. The government takes dollars, they give worthless pesos to the people, and they use the money to reinforce the secret police.
Yeah.
People still disappear in the middle of the night in Cuba. The Castro brothers are not some kind of romantic Robin Hoods. They are totalitarian thugs who oppress Christians and gays and women and anyone who disagrees with the communist rule.
And people are still fleeing that regime, and the Cubans in Florida should be, Cuban Americans in Florida should be very upset about what you just described there. And yet what Hillary Clinton does, as we see over and over again, is she does this misdirection. She comes in and makes an allegation, false allegations about Trump or whatever, something of a very minor nature to take away the fact that they have created this situation where people, they say, we've taken down the barriers, and yet they've established a partnership with that authoritarian regime is what they've actually done.
Yeah. By the way, I don't think this moves the Cuban vote an iota. These are very informed people.
Yeah, I think
so. The older Cubans, I think, are motivated by the issue of Castro in the embargo. The younger Cubans are not. To them, Fidel Castro, who's he? Isn't he a funny old man with a beard and a cigar? Yesterday I spoke to a very respected Cuban-American Democratic pollster.
Hang on. Save that till after the break. We're talking to Roger Stone, Stone Cold Truth, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, October 2nd, 2016. We're real close to the election, folks. We're talking to Roger Stone, a Stone Cold Truth. And on Wednesday, he's under the understanding that Julian Assange is going to release the long-promised information dump to bring down Hillary Clinton's campaign. So we will see what's going to happen with that. And Roger was just about to tell us about some insights that he had into what's going on in Florida with the Cuban vote. But before we do, just want to remind you that these T-shirts, like this project we saw over the weekend, right away we saw somebody take up Alex Jones on this offer to pay money to people who could get on the news and get this information out that Bill Clinton is not someone who is just guilty of consensual affairs. No, he is guilty of multiple rapes. That's why we have the Bill Clinton rape shirt. That's why we're selling it at InfoWars.com. Also, the Hillary for Prison. Get the information out that it is not mistakes with her emails. It is multiple felonies with her emails. As I've had many people, retired military, tell me, friends of mine, if they did this, what she did with her emails, if they did that, they would be in jail for life. Everybody understands that. The man at the Commander-in-Chief Forum that stood up, the veteran who stood up and confronted Hillary Clinton on that, said exactly the same thing. It's not mistakes. It's multiple felonies. So get that information out to people. Hillary for prison, you know, that's a limited edition T-shirt. We're going to stop it at the election. So we've only got about 30 days to pick that up. It's going to be a collector's item available only at InfoWars.com. Also, the Bill Clinton rape shirt, okay? Multiple felonies, multiple rapes. That's what these people are about. Also, to help support the operation and to support your health, we have introduced a new product. Biome Defense. It's the first time we've ever offered any probiotic products from InfoWarsLife.com. This is a superior blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from 23 different probiotic strains, all known to support digestion and intestinal function. And as you've seen Dr. Group talk here at InfoWars.com explaining the importance of gut health, and we've seen this in a lot of recent research that's been publicized in just the last few months, that the gut is the center of your health. It's the center of your immune system. It's very important to your immunity, very important to help you fight off all kinds of disease, life-threatening disease. Experts agree gut health plays a huge role. And the normal function of your immune system is essential for your optimal health. Again, get Biome Defense and Ultra Strength or Regular Strength today at InfoWarsLife.com. Start supercharging your gut health with ultra-high-quality probiotics. They're made in the U.S. state-of-the-art manufacturing facility, folks. That's Biome Defense at InfoWarsLife.com. Roger, you were just talking before we went to the break. We were talking about Cuba. And how Hillary Clinton is making a very feeble play for the Cuban vote, trying to get them upset about sanctions, implying that a third party that was tangentially, alleging that a third party that was tangentially involved with Trump had tried to do something in violation of the embargo that we had there, ignoring the fact, of course, that even if that were true, Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, the person who was a former chair of the DNC, same position that Debbie Wasserman Schultz has had to cover for Hillary Clinton, he ran Bill Clinton's reelection campaign. He ran Hillary Clinton's 2008 campaign. He went directly himself to Cuba to try to set up business deals while the embargo was in place and was essentially thrown out. But she brings this up even as we see them violating the sanctions, committing felonies in Iran. But you had some information about the Cuban vote in Florida. I'm very concerned to see what's going on there because that is a must-win state for Donald Trump as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think this makes much difference in all honesty, even though it was plastered on the front page of the Miami Herald. An independent consulting firm, which Trump does not have any interest in, made an exploratory trip to Cuba to look into doing business there. They were notably unsuccessful. At some point, Trump reimbursed this company. I really don't know why. So Trump never did any business in Cuba, and he may not have even understood the implications of reimbursing a consultant that he had hired to look for business opportunities around the globe. But a very respected Democratic consultant, pollster, pardon me, who is himself Hispanic, someone I have enormous respect for, tells me that Trump has reached 34% of the vote among Hispanics, that wow. There was no drop in Florida, mm-hmm. That there was no drop in his support. Now, Romney topped out in Florida at 28.5. So 34 would be sufficient for Trump to carry the state. And indeed, I think he's a couple points ahead. It's important to understand that the Hispanic vote in Florida is not monolithically Cuban. In fact, the greater portion of Hispanic voters in Florida are Puerto Ricans, Colombians, and so on, and they are habitual, traditional Democrats. If Trump can hold a third of the Hispanic vote, which he's getting today, that will be sufficient to carry the state. Now, one of the concerns I have is that the targeting foisted on the Trump campaign by the Republican National Committee is designed to help Marco Rubio get reelected, but does not include white Union Democrats in the central and southern part of the state who are Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. They would probably vote Democratic down ballot. So the Trump campaign needs to understand that they're being given a Mickey and that they need to use their own targeting to reach voters who are likely to vote for Trump, not Trump and the entire Republican ticket.
Let's talk about the steal the vote issue, because you're involved in that in terms of looking at the election, monitoring the election, looking at the tricks that are being played. And we just mentioned Terry McAuliffe, governor of Virginia, who has worked very hard to try to get felons the right to vote in Virginia, believing that they're going to vote for the new felon in chief, Hillary Clinton. But we've also seen just this last week in Harrisonburg, Virginia, a small town of 50,000 people, we saw 20 plus people who were dead registering to vote. That only came to light because the person in this small town was looking at the names and happened to notice one of the names being a deceased judge. So wait a minute, this guy's dead. Started looking at the list in detail and found 20 dead people there. But of course, we're told all the time, whether it's in North Carolina or Virginia or other places, don't worry, we shouldn't have any voter ID. That is simply racist to have a picture ID. We have picture ID for everything that we do with the government. But talk to us about the concerns that you have for sealing the vote, what people can do to monitor this on election day.
Yeah, I mean, you look, you need a photo ID to get on an airplane in any airport in the United States.
Is that
racist? I'm not sure I understand. But look, President Barack Obama tells us that voter fraud literally does not exist. That is absurd. Excellent report on Fox the other night with Brett Baer focusing on four or five people who voted in two states on the same day. They would vote in Indiana and then drive to Wisconsin and vote again. Of course, it exists. But it's important to understand the distinction between voter fraud, people not registered to vote, people voting in the place of dead people, people voting multiple times, and election rigging. That is the electronic manipulation of the computerized voter machines that we know Hillary did during the Democratic primaries in at least 12 states, according to an authoritative study at Stanford University. I think this is a great danger. This is why we started StopTheSteal.org. I asked people to go there and volunteer for our exit poll program, because the only way we can ensure the integrity of this election is with scientifically conducted exit polls in certain preselected key precincts in key counties, in key states, where we suspect that there will be shenanigans. If the results of the machines do not match roughly the results of the exit polling, in other words, if there's a wide swing, you have evidence of voter fraud and a basis on which Trump could challenge the legality in the outcome of this election.
And that's very important, because we've seen this happen throughout Central and South America. Just in Brazil, we just had the female president there impeached. She was very unpopular. She was behind 10 points in the poll, and then they had a lot of electronic voting machines. And on the day they had the election, they decided that on that particular day they weren't going to have the organization that does exit polling participate. So they just took a powder. And she handily won. And we've seen this throughout Central and South America, and yet we see this company, Smartmatic, which is the largest electronic voting machine company. They were brought in by the GOP in Utah to run their primaries. Our people at the top, both Republican and Democrat in the United States, are bringing in these electronic voting machines everywhere. That's something that really concerns me. And of course,
well, and interestingly, David, these companies keep quickly changing names as soon as their machines are identified. So Diebold, which supplies the machines, for example, in both Florida and Ohio, they changed their name to Premier Election Services.
Exactly. That's all the time we've got. Thank you for joining us. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. Thank you, Roger.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.